Oriona, Book 1, Legacy, Chapter 10, Body, Mind, and Soul. Ryan, Medical Bay, the Oriona.
The deck was cold. He'd been sitting long enough to know exactly how cold. Spine straight, hands loose, the Oriona's heartbeat coming up through the floor, life support cycling, conduits running their quiet current, until his own breathing found the same interval. The air carried antiseptic. Beneath it, something electric, the smell of a ship that was still, against reasonable odds, flying. He eased into a meditative state to process their narrow escape. The Mark III shield generator's weight lingered in his memory, a burden that had left his muscles aching even hours later. In his mind's eye, weapons fire streaked through the air, impacting against the triangular shield grid with thunderous force that still echoed in his ears. Working alongside their ship engineer's bot had offered unexpected solace during the chaos. Okay, got it, thank you. The ancient chassis and encouraging beeps had steadied him through the combat zone's escalating pressure. His hands still trembled slightly from operating the plasma cutter, the tool's fierce vibrations traveling up his arms as he'd worked the stubborn docking clamp, watching the reinforced torvinium gradually yield to concentrated heat. He relived the moment the clamp split in two and fell away. Then came the sudden jolt as the Oriona was seized by the Beloros tractor beam, raw fear consuming him when the Goliath energy pulse sailed toward them, promising obliteration. But the Oriona's sentience had altered their fate, penetrating the warship's cyber defenses and reprogramming its own weapons to turn against it. Ryan had never taken pleasure in witnessing death, but when the tractor beam released and the vessel leapt to FTL, exhilaration had surged through him like nothing he'd experienced before. A friend from his academy days once described Frontline Work's adrenaline rush. Back then, Ryan had dismissed it as exaggeration, but now he understood completely. Nix placed a warm hand on his shoulder, scaled fingers offering silent comfort. His friend's typical restless energy had yielded to a contemplative mood, antennae shifting in patterns that communicated shared exhaustion. Rising, Ryan surveyed their new workspace. The medical bay exceeded his expectations. Twin bio beds with advanced interfaces that would have transformed his old clinic, diagnostic suites accommodating diverse species, and surgical tools engineered for reliability and adaptability. One wall housed modular synthesis units ready to formulate compounds tailored for virtually any physiology. Oriona had requested each crew member undergo a comprehensive exam in order to establish baselines and, more importantly, to assess how everyone was coping after their harrowing experience. From years of practice, Ryan knew that truth manifested most clearly in exam rooms. It was revealed in heart rates, unguarded expressions, and the scars people carried both visible and hidden. Nix wandered through the equipment, trailing his fingertips across scanners while his antennae moved with rapid curiosity.
Oriona, what sort of access do we have here? Free rein?
Particles of golden light gathered, forming Oriona's growingly familiar figure.
You have access within ethical and operational guidelines, Nix.
He flashed a mischievous grin at his reflection on a nearby storage unit.
Ethical protocols? I guess we'll manage. Maybe start with tissue regeneration or metabolic enhancements, or a neuroadaptive serum if we're feeling bold.
Ryan shot him a cautionary look, one that had halted more than a few questionable experiments in their shared past.
Fine, small steps. Don't give me that expression, old friend.
Your work on the Munali strain has proven quite engaging and has captured my analytical attention.
Oriona added, her voice and the subject matter effectively interrupting Nix's rising performance.
Early model results indicate multiple intervention points that align with your theoretical framework and suggest new ones.
Nix went still, his animated demeanor transforming into focused intensity, his antennae locked forward, large eyes narrowing as the implications registered. The shift from theatrical enthusiast to dedicated researcher happened in an instant. a transformation Ryan had witnessed countless times during their partnership. Nyx moved toward an activated holographic display containing Oriana's renderings, completely absorbed. Ryan watched the transition with quiet appreciation. In just a few carefully chosen words, Oriana had accomplished something that had taken him months to master, honoring both sides of Nyx's nature without dismissing either. She hadn't asked him to tone down his theatrical energy or rush to business. Instead, she'd offered something irresistible to his brilliant mind while respecting the performance that had preceded it. The timing was perfect, the approach elegant. It was, Ryan realized, exactly the kind of sophisticated social navigation he'd expect from an artificial consciousness who had spent a significant amount of time observing and working around organics, understanding not just what motivated them, but when and how to engage those motivations. The medbay doors parted with a subtle displacement of air, revealing Kellen's broad-shouldered silhouette. The ship's pilot released a controlled breath, appreciation evident in his slight smile.
Whoa, this is impressive.
You sound surprised, Ryan noted with a wry quirk of his own lips. After a bridge like that, were you expecting a backroom clinic with synth tape and a prayer? A holographic file instantly populated on his console. It rendered in crisp official data streams. The complete sector guard service record of Commander Kellen Haar scrolled alongside his youth's medical history from a private practice on Second Meridian. Ryan invited their pilot to take a seat as he began adding known information to the file.
I've seen state-of-the-art clinics that don't even come close to this.
Kellen advanced into the space, his shoulders adjusting as he registered the higher oxygen content of filtered medical air.
Didn't expect Oriana to be carrying her own research division.
That makes three of us, Ryan admitted.
Analysis initiating.
Movement drew his attention to Nyx, who had finally torn himself away from analyzing the Moonali genome's intricate structures. The Tarikarin's awkward shift in body language suggested an attempt to balance both scientific fascination and social interest in conversation.
Ah, our esteemed pilot arrives. You're just in time. I've got this fascinating compound that needs testing. Care to volunteer your immune system?
Nyx's eyes caught the ambient light like polished obsidian. Kellen ran a hand along his jaw, eyes amused.
Sure. Put me in the control group.
Oh, I like you.
Nyx retrieved a folded medical gown from a supply cabinet and tossed it across, the sterile fabric catching golden-tinged light mid-arc. Kellen caught it one-handed without looking. As he unfolded it, the fabric draped like tissue paper, barely substantial enough to cover his torso.
Strip. Standard procedure.
An eyebrow climbed. Nyx's antennae moved, oscillating between amusement and feigned innocence.
Huh. I must have grabbed the wrong size.
Analysis complete.
The soft whir of diagnostic equipment provided accompaniment to his theatrical delivery, his focus returning to the Moonali holographic data. Ryan exhaled, the sound carrying years of practiced patience. The gown won't be necessary today. Relief passed across Kellen's features as he folded the gown with meticulous corners and placed it on a counter. Ryan activated the biometric scanner, vivid streams of data appearing on a holographic display. Complex algorithms initialized, mapping the pilot's physiology down to the cellular level. Still, he began the old-fashioned way, asking questions, watching responses, noting body language. You know the routine, Ryan said, focusing on the data. Any chronic injuries we need to factor in?
Nothing that slows me down.
Any history of chronic illness in your family?
Nothing that I know of.
Alcohol consumption?
Moderate.
A ghost of a smirk played at the corner of his mouth. How about recreational drugs?
No.
Kellen's arms crossed loosely. Ryan logged each answer, knowing the coming scan would reveal every chemical trace, every cellular marker. But these moments of exchange offered something deeper, insights into how Kellen carried himself through uncertainty.
So, do I pass?
The pilot shifted his weight, managing to look both at ease and ready for action. Looks good so far. You'll have full results once the analysis finishes. Kellen's demeanor relaxed a fraction.
Good to know.
Ryan powered down the scanner, its harmonics fading into the medical bay's ambient sounds. He retrieved a data pad from a small stack and handed it over. Oriona has assigned you to Quarters 2. The shipping drones were quite busy during our contract briefing. This has an inventory of what's inside, basic essentials, wardrobe, everything you'll need to start. You can curate a list of additional requests, which she will fulfill when feasible. Kellen's eyebrows lifted slightly.
She's already arranged all that?
From what I've seen, her attention to detail is comprehensive.
Comprehensive is one word for it.
Kellen pushed away from the console, his movement carrying the fluid efficiency of someone who'd spent years navigating tight cockpits and narrow corridors.
Wonder what she thinks I should wear.
Something that fits, I hope.
Nix's voice carried from his research station, where holographic strands of viral DNA twisted in elaborate patterns.
I must say, the current shirt is doing admirable work. An engineering marvel, really.
Kellen glanced down at his fitted shirt slightly stretched over his muscular build, a hint of color touching his neck.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Take it however you like.
Nix's large eyes crinkled with amusement, though he never looked away from the rotating DNA display. At the threshold, Kellen paused.
Are you really going to test that immunity booster on crew members?
Not on you. It would have been a flagrant violation of Meridian Accord 72, subsection C.
And that would be?
Nix's grin flashed bright against his scaled features.
Never, ever risk the eye candy.
Thanks.
The medical bay doors sealed behind Kellen with a soft rush of pressurized air. Ryan reactivated the medical display, watching as streams of biometric data illuminated the air. Nix moved closer, his body angling forward with interest.
He was truthful about the drinking.
They studied the enzyme patterns glowing on the display, forming a familiar story. He's not in any danger, but the biomarkers suggest a habit. Not occasional, not accidental, a pattern woven into routine. Nix leaned in, his gaze tracing the liver and electrolyte readings.
Nothing serious. Yet.
His tone carried the weight of someone who had seen the yet arrive before. They had both watched patients push themselves past their limits, disguising wear and tear beneath discipline and control. It always started small, a little too much, a little too often, until one day, the body collected its debt. He made a note to pay attention. The medical bay doors parted for the next crew member. Ryan powered down the display. Kai stepped in, his movements easy. A fresh laceration traced along his left temple, already showing signs of proper clotting, while developing bruises painted dark patches along his jaw and the visible portion of his neck. Hazel eyes skimmed the medbay with a survivor's careful evaluation of surroundings. It was a habit of someone who had learned long before now that knowledge wasn't just power, it was protection. It was the difference between staying ahead or falling behind. The medical bay's sterile surfaces reflected the soft diagnostic light, creating an almost too pristine canvas for this delicate interaction. Ryan gestured toward the examination chair, its neural sensors pulsing with standby readiness. Kai, welcome, have a seat. The young man's gaze moved to Nix, who didn't look up. He was deep in Oriona's renderings of the Munali strain, a virus he'd been quietly dissecting for months, and whatever the ship's models had surfaced, it was clearly enough to hold his attention against the more interesting arrival. The antennae gave him away, locked forward, tracking data rather than the room. It was probably for the best. Nix's version of a welcome tended to depend on whether the other person was prepared to serve as an audience of one for whatever he was currently workshopping. After a measured pause, Kai perched on the chair's edge, muscles coiled with subtle tension. Ryan adjusted his stance, deliberately casual, as he leaned against the diagnostic console. His medical coat carried the weight of certification patches from 3 different healing institutions, but experience had taught him that credentials meant little to those who'd grown up navigating society's edges. Our introduction in the briefing room was cut short. I've been practicing medicine for 14 years, most of it spent in frontier clinics and makeshift hospitals, places where people learn to handle their own injuries. He tapped the medical display, bringing up the sparse data Oriona had provided. "This is all I have on your medical history, barely enough to fill half a screen." Kai glanced at the display, his expression unchanged, but his shoulders lowered a fraction. "I believe medicine is more than just physical maintenance," Ryan continued, drawing on experience with trauma survivors and combat veterans. "Some focus solely on symptom management, but true healing requires understanding the whole person, body, mind, and soul working in concert."
"Oh, Jaws!"
Nix's amused sound cut through the careful atmosphere.
"You're getting the temple voice, and he only uses that when one is really out of alignment."
Ryan turned. The look he gave Nix carried years of shared shorthand.
All right, sheesh!"
His antennae dipped in acknowledgement as he made a show of returning to his research. Somewhere in the quiet that followed, Ryan conceded the point. On a station or in a clinic, professional distance was the right tool. Here, on a ship this size, with a crew this small, it would just be a wall with a coat on. He let the temple tone go. "Our situation is unique. We're not just doctor and patient, we're crewmates who'll depend on each other. But in this medical bay, anything you share stays here." He gestured toward Nix, who was pretending not to listen. "Nix has been my medical understudy for years. He may be irreverent, but he holds patient confidentiality as sacred as I do. Nothing leaves this room without your explicit permission." Watching Kai's subtle reactions, the minute tension in his fingers, the barely perceptible shift in breathing patterns, were the signs of someone who'd learned to avoid medical scrutiny. Not simple nervousness, but the wariness of a person who'd survived by controlling what others knew about them. "Let's establish something else fundamental," Ryan continued. "Your comfort here is paramount. We'll start with basic diagnostics, blood work, vital scans, only if you're willing. Any findings remain confidential, any treatments entirely your choice." He kept his body language open, his presence steady, offering partnership rather than authority. The medical bay's systems idled around them, advanced technology waiting to serve, but Ryan knew the most crucial diagnostic tool in this moment was patience. Kai exhaled slowly.
"That's fine,"
he said at last. His tone was easy, unguarded, but there was something else beneath it. A brief show of curiosity, a rare admission of uncertainty.
"Honestly, no idea what to expect from the results."
"That's fair." Nix had already moved, quietly retrieving the blood retrieval device from one of the medbay's sterile drawers. He brought it over without comment, setting it on the tray beside Ryan before returning to his previous seat. The Tarikaran could be loud when he wanted to be, but when it came to medical procedures, he knew when to let silence settle. Most of the time. Ryan pressed the small device against Kai's inner arm, activating the automated collection system. A soft hiss, and the machine retrieved its sample, sealing it in a sterile vial before transferring the data directly to Oriona's processing core. Notably, he hadn't flinched. If he felt anything at all, he didn't show it. Ryan activated the ensuite medical scanners and stepped back, letting them run a slow pass while the display processed the incoming data. Biometric details compiled in real time. Oxygen saturation, metabolic function, cardiovascular health. Several red indicators flashed, clustering around fresh bruising along the ribs and shoulder. The hangar brawl. It had definitely left its mark. Defensive wounds from grappling with a man who'd outweighed him by a considerable margin and who'd had the training to use it. These bruises run deep. 30 minutes in the biobed chamber would accelerate healing and greatly reduce inflammation. He gestured to the advanced medical platform. It would save you a few days of discomfort. Kai's eyes tracked to the biobed, lingering on its neural interface panels. For a moment, interest crossed his features, probably calculating the tactical advantage of faster recovery. Then he shook his head.
I'll manage.
Your call. Ryan set his scanner aside. That's all we need from you, but the offer stands. Biobed's here if you change your mind. Kai's posture eased slightly, but his gaze shifted to the screen as if he wanted to see the data himself. Before he could ask, Ryan continued, Overall, you're in good shape, but there are a few things I'd like us to start working on. He glanced at Kai, making sure the gunner was actually listening. Your system shows signs of mild malnutrition, nothing severe, but it's clear that your caloric intake hasn't been where it should be for a while. Kai's brow furrowed slightly, but he didn't argue. Sleep deprivation is another issue. Your body's adapted well to it, but that only works for so long before it takes a toll. Ryan let the words settle. Lastly, past injuries. Some improperly healed fractures. Several, actually. An old break in the left radius, faintly misaligned. Young, likely childhood. A rib fracture, more recent. Healed unevenly, blunt force impact. The quiet record of a life lived in survival mode. He filed it away. You're operating well under the circumstances. I'd recommend increasing food intake gradually. We have supplements that can help your system adjust. Kai nodded once, accepting the assessment without argument. How are you feeling since our escape? Kai rolled his shoulders.
I'm fine.
The words settled. Ryan didn't push them, but he didn't dismiss them either. Noted. He closed out the notes and retrieved a data pad from the stack. From the side, Nix made a small sound of amusement, eyes glinting.
Oh, you're gonna love this. Turns out we're neighbors.
Kai gave him a sidelong glance. Nix grinned, leaning back against the counter.
You're in quarter six and I'm in seven.
I'll keep the noise down.
Don't. And fair warning, if something chimes at your door at an unreasonable hour, try not to panic. It'll be our good doctor with a neighborly welcome basket filled with something he'll describe as soul food. The sincerity is a lot at first, especially for us frontier folk, but eventually you'll adjust and find it charmingly tolerable.
Ryan pushed off the console. It's a Jengu tradition. A beat, then to Kai. You're free to go. Food and rest. Kai slid off the examination chair.
I'll think about it.
Ryan gave him a flat look. Kai smirked.
I'll eat and sleep, Dr. Jengu.
That's all I ask, Ryan said dryly, watching as Kai moved toward the exit. And you can call me Ryan. The door slid open and Kai disappeared into the corridor. He let out a slow breath, glancing back at the diagnostic screen as the doors closed. Nix walked over, already leaning in, large eyes reflecting the glow of the screen as he examined the finer readings, his antennae moving with interest.
Okay, aside from the whole malnourished and mildly sleep-deprived thing, our boy is in ridiculously good shape.
Yes and no, though I mostly agree. Look at these genetic markers. Ryan expanded one of the molecular structures on the display. Unusual variations, some minor mutations in his blood composition. Nix's antennae shifted forward as he zoomed in on the highlighted segments.
Huh. That's not normal.
He tapped the screen twice, running a secondary analysis.
Inherited? Or maybe more likely, contaminants?
Ryan nodded. Possibly environmental exposure. Edge points lower levels are a chemical cocktail of industrial runoff and unchecked pharmaceutical residue.
Yeah, but...
Nix tilted his head.
It couldn't be anything too dangerous. His body adapted. No toxic buildup, no long-term cell degradation, which is kind of impressive, actually.
Ryan had already been thinking the same thing. He tapped through the rest of the markers, scrolling through common warning signs he expected, but hadn't found. See this? Ryan expanded another section of data. No signs of substance abuse. Nix's brows lifted.
Huh. No narcotics. Not even the diluted street-grade stim injections they sell out of maintenance corridors for 2 credits a shot.
He let out a low whistle.
Kid grew up in Edgepoint's lower levels and came out clean. That's either discipline or tragedy. Not really sure which is sadder.
They had treated plenty of people in Kai's demographic. Late teens to mid-20s, drifting through the fringes of the galaxy, raised in environments where vice was often more accessible than proper food.
Well, if we put this guy on Kellen's workout regimen and shove food at him for a few months, he won't need to log into his hologaming as a custom avatar anymore. He can just log in as himself.
Ryan shot him a flat look. Nix grinned, undeterred.
What? I mean, he's already got the cheekbones for it.
Ryan sighed, turning back to the console. I'll keep that in mind for his long-term treatment plan. The medbay doors slid open for the final time, and Val stepped in, her movements catching Ryan's practiced eye. The way she distributed her weight, slightly favoring her left side, spoke of old injuries long adapted to. Her skin bore the marks of decades of engineering work, small scars and calluses that told their own history. Ryan tapped the console and Val's medical file unfolded in soft holographic light before him. Oriona had pulled it from somewhere deep within the Hollowgate network, likely a compilation of old station records, outdated clinic logs, and whatever databases still had her name on file. It was a testament to how long she'd been at this, moving from one system to the next, fixing what needed fixing, often at the expense of herself. Unlike Kai's earlier wariness or Kellen's military stiffness, Val carried herself with the pragmatic ease of someone who viewed medical bays as just another maintenance facility. "Please, have a seat," he said, gesturing to the diagnostic suite as the medical bay's overhead scanners were already collecting baseline data. Elevated blood pressure, mild respiratory restriction, traces of industrial chemical exposure in her tissue readings. Jotter followed at her side, his metal limbs moving with a quieter smoothness, suggesting recent lubrication. The ancient bot let out a melodic greeting as his blue optics scanned the room. Something in Ryan eased at the sight of him. "Jotter, how are you holding up?" A few quick chirps in response. The medical console's display updated, Oriona's translation appearing without comment.
"Operational efficiency within acceptable parameters. Minor recalibrations pending."
Ryan smiled, then shifted his gaze back to the ship's oldest crew member. Where Kai's injuries told a story of survival, Val's were the quieter kind, accumulated, functional, filed away somewhere she'd long stopped checking. "I see some old injuries here," Ryan said, studying the holographic readout. "Second-degree burns on your right forearm, reconstructive work on your left hand." He noted how she flexed those fingers unconsciously. Arthritis, likely accelerated by years of mechanical work. "The chemical exposure to your lungs, that was a coolant leak."
"A hydraulic system breach 20 years back.
Reminds me of that Fracolian freighter crew serving time on Dacavo. Remember them?"
Nix had barely looked up from a new batch of annotated models Oriona had rendered on the Munali strain, but apparently not so absorbed that he could let the moment pass. "You mean inmate 7117? Ryan replied.
"Stars, do I miss that hung?"
A new model bloomed across Nix's display. Complex, layered, clearly fresh from Oriona's core. He was gone before he finished the thought. Ryan didn't waste it. He gave Val a look. "I'm noting a pattern of postponed medical treatment."
Hard to find decent care in the lower levels of Edge Point.
Well, that changes today. Ryan calibrated the anti-inflammatory sequence. We have resources here I haven't seen outside IMZ hospitals. He paused, studying the wear patterns in her joints. Your hands, the arthritis. How long have you been managing that? The question sparked something, a short burst of old pride or perhaps regret, in Val's expression. Her fingers found Jotter's worn casing, a gesture Ryan noted was likely unconscious.
Part of the job, Doc. You learn to work around it.
He examined her chart once more, then met her gaze. Let's start with targeted neurogenic therapy. It stimulates cell renewal while reducing inflammation. He held up the instrument, letting her examine it. No surgery, no downtime. A small projection of a compact mask-like device appeared in the air between them. This, Ryan gestured, will help with your lungs while you sleep. A slower restoration process, but it massively strengthens function over time. No side effects, unless you count it being a little uncomfortable at first, but it will help. He let the words settle, giving her space to react. No lectures, no unnecessary explanations, just the facts and the choice of whether to act on them left in her hands.
Fine,
she said simply, shifting her weight as if already mentally factoring in the changes to her routine. Her body language suggested that if the devices helped, she'd use them. If they didn't, she'd drop them. Either way, it wasn't worth debating. Before the conversation could shift, Jotter let out a soft chime and projected a schematic into the air, a face mask device specialized for processing industrial chemicals. The display rotated, breaking into a diagnostic layout with highlighted sections emphasizing filtration capabilities and exposure mitigation, a practical precaution. Val exhaled through her nose and waved a hand at the projection.
I'm fine, Jotter.
The hollow wavered, then vanished. Ryan didn't say anything, but he keyed the device into Oriona's inventory wish list, moving it to the top of the priority queue. Val caught the movement, her brows raising slightly. Oriona requested I do so, Ryan said, voice light but firm, as if that made it an indisputable fact rather than his own decision. He glanced at Jotter, nodding toward the bot's still-lit optics. And if you've got any other suggestions for workplace safety, on or off the ship, you should curate a list, and I'll add them. Val's gaze shifted to Jotter, then back to Ryan.
Fair enough.
She rested a hand on Jotter's chassis, tapping the metal lightly.
If things go sideways in the Axrathan distress signal response, Jotter has medical training and a rather robust database. Some of my ancestors were doctors and healers, been in some unusual spots over the years. He's got a knack for xenobiological treatment.
Ryan looked down at Jotter, intrigued. Well, in that case, I can finally get rid of Nix. From his research station, Nix's antennae moved, but he didn't immediately react. Then slowly, deliberately, he turned, not toward Ryan, but toward Jotter. His large, glossy eyes narrowed slightly, his expression unreadable. But the effect was eerie, as if replicated from a hollow horror film. Jotter's optics shifted their illumination into a slower rhythm. Without a word, Nix returned to his work, fingers moving across his research displays. But there was a distinct shift in his posture, exaggerated tension. Val arched a brow, glancing between them before looking back at Ryan.
What's he working on?
The Moonali virus, Ryan said, arms crossing as he leaned against the console. It's been causing a lot of problems in several star systems. Ryan returned the tool to the diagnostic tray, watching as its indicator cycled through amber before settling on a reassuring green. Her blood work showed the expected markers. Slightly elevated stress hormones, evidence of environmental exposure, but nothing immediately concerning. With the clinical portion complete, Ryan let his posture relax, shifting from physician mode to something more conversational. The formal assessment was over. Now came the part of medicine he often found more challenging, building trust with a patient who clearly preferred fixing things to being fixed herself. You're good to go, Val. I'll be making a meal for the crew after we've all had some rest.
You cook?
When I can, Ryan admitted. Figured a real meal together wouldn't hurt after today. Val stretched, rolling her shoulders.
The kitchen's well stocked. I took a quick look on the way in. Fresh produce, protein options, and a spice cabinet that actually has more than just salt and ration bars.
I look forward to exploring it a bit more, Ryan said, and picked up the third data pad. You're in quarters one. Nix made a scandalized noise from where he was.
Wait, you got quarters one?
He pointed an accusatory finger at her.
The one with its own private shower and toilet?
Val smirked as she got to her feet, taking the quarters assignment and inventory of what was waiting inside.
The rest of us have to use the communal facilities.
Nix grumbled, shifting his weight dramatically. Still better than level 13, Ryan pointed out, watching Val's expression shift, a mix of old memories and fresh relief crossing her features. She exhaled softly.
You're not wrong.
Her neck cracked as she rolled it.
Though I had a spot on level 10, was a good place to live, with a decent neighbor too.
Scandalous!
Nix gasped, clutching his chest.
I need details. Did you know that senior citizens are more likely to...
Val shot him a look.
Not like that.
Meanwhile, we lived next to freight loaders obsessed with galactic rock. Guardians of the Nebula, specifically. Very aggressive space existentialism.
Nix continued, folding his arms with dramatic flair.
I've learned to sleep through anything,
Val said, rising from the examination chair. Jotter beeped in what sounded suspiciously like agreement. Rest up. Meal starts 7 hours before we reach the Axrathan derelict. He glanced at Jotter. And send me your maintenance history when you can. You're part of the crew, too. Val tapped Jotter's metal head lightly. At the doorway, she paused, glancing back.
Looking forward to a real meal, Doc.
The doors sealed behind her with a soft hiss. The last diagnostic readout fading from the screen as the medbay settled into comfortable silence. Ryan powered down the display and pressed his fingers against the bridge of his nose, feeling the familiar ache that came from focused examination. The day's tension had knotted itself deep in his shoulders, the kind of stress that accumulated when treating patients under less than ideal circumstances. But after meeting each crew member, cataloging their injuries and quirks, that tension had begun to ease. There was something reassuring about having a complete picture of everyone's baseline health, even if some of those baselines told stories he wished they didn't have to. Nix stretched overhead, his lean frame swaying with the motion. A familiar grin spread across his face.
So, you do me, I do you?
That's one way to phrase it. Ryan kept his voice flat.
I mean, it's only fair.
Nix's brow muscles waggled. Ryan reached for a fresh diagnostic vial. Let's get this over with. Nix rolled up his sleeve with an elevated sense of enthusiasm.
That's the spirit.
They fell into their familiar routine, identical to the other crew examinations, but with none of the professional distance. Nix couldn't stay still during the blood draw, his antennae moving as he tried to peek at his own results before Ryan finished processing them. You're in perfect health. Ryan batted Nix's hand away from the display. Somehow, your chaos hasn't killed you yet.
In Dacavo, the most predictable inmates were the first ones to get shanked. I find a little unpredictability keeps everyone honest, and it makes for a much better story.
Nix said, flexing his arms with unnecessary flourish.
That, and good lighting.
My turn. Ryan switched places, already bracing himself for Nix's particular brand of medical attention. He attacked the diagnostic controls like a gaming console, clearly enjoying his temporary authority.
Completely average. How disappointingly healthy of you,
he announced, squinting at the scan. I'll try to develop more interesting ailments. With their tests complete, Ryan shut down the med bay systems. Everything in order, everything in its place. The day's work was finally done. They stepped into the corridor together, surrounded by the subtle sounds of the Oriona's systems. The walk to crew quarters should have been quiet, but Nix had other ideas.
Taking bets on how many of us actually sleep tonight?
Nix asked, linking his fingers behind his head as they walked.
My credits are on widespread insomnia.
I plan to sleep. You should too.
Maybe. But my best ideas happen at the worst possible hours.
Just try not to wake the ship testing them out. They reached the living quarters section, Ryan stopping at quarters 3. The door panel responded to his touch with a soft chime. Nix continued over to 7, pausing in his doorway.
Sweet dreams, Doc. Don't meditate so hard you transcend reality.
A laugh escaped Ryan before he could stop it. Good night, Nix. The Tarikarin offered a lazy salute before vanishing into his quarters. Ryan lingered in the corridor, letting the quiet finally settle around him. The ship's ambient sounds became more noticeable in the absence of conversation. The gentle circulation of air, the distant thrum of engines, the almost imperceptible vibration that spoke of a vessel moving through space with purpose. He stepped into his room, the door sealing behind him with a soft pneumatic thunk, and stopped short. His quarters unfolded before him, not the stark functionality he'd expected, but a space that pulled him back through years of memory. A large bed curved against one wall, its clean lines echoing the aesthetic of the medical bay, but softened by earthy tones that spoke of home rather than sterile efficiency. Plants dotted the room in carved stone containers, spiral-leafed meridian ferns, their edges tinged purple in the dim light, and delicate moss sculptures that could have been lifted directly from the academy gardens where he'd spent countless hours studying. The air carried notes of temple incense, the same blend he'd discovered during his semester with the Chera monks, the one Nix had dramatically claimed gave him spontaneous respiratory failure during their years as roommates. The temperature had already adjusted around him, settling at the perfect sleeping conditions documented in his own medical files. A wide viewport dominated one wall, currently dimmed to soft twilight that matched his natural circadian preferences. Storage panels lined another wall, seamlessly integrated into the room's organic flow.
Welcome to your quarters, Dr. Jengu.
Oriona's voice filtered through hidden speakers, warm and welcoming.
Do the botanical selections meet your preferences? Your work with the crew today was exemplary.
They're perfect, he said, touching one of the fern leaves and feeling its living texture beneath his fingertips. You've done considerable research.
Each crew member's quarters have been similarly customized,
she confirmed. Ryan smiled, his imagination conjuring what the others had discovered in their rooms. Had Val found a miniature engineering workspace complete with her preferred tools? Did Kellen's viewport display familiar constellations from his home system? What outrageous decorative choices had made Nix feel at home? He settled onto the edge of his bed, the mattress immediately adjusting to support his lower back. Another detail pulled from his comprehensive medical history. The day's accumulated tension began to release from his shoulders as the reality of his situation settled in. Not just a job, but a place where someone had cared enough to notice what brought him comfort. But for now, this space offered something he hadn't expected. Not just quarters, but a sanctuary crafted from the pieces of his past that had shaped him into the healer he'd become. Thank you, Oriona, he said, finally allowing his shoulders to fully relax against the headboard. This means more than you know. The lights dimmed further at his words, responding to his settling presence. Outside the viewport, stars streamed past, carrying them toward whatever destiny awaited. Somewhere ahead, an Axrathan distress signal pulsed in the dark. He breathed in the quiet while he still could.
you.